Congratulations on the win. After you guys went down early, obviously you've been able to come back. Like last week on the road, you came back, but at home it hasn't been as favorable for you guys. What was different about tonight that allowed you guys to kind of break the mold and get such a statement kind of win?
Yeah, no, I think again, I go back to that Colorado game where, you know, we were down and instead of fixing things as a collective, we try to do it as individuals. Positionally, we were out of whack. And so we've really spent the last few weeks just talking about structure and talking about how important it is. It doesn't matter what time of the game it is, we want to play a certain way. And obviously, when there's 10 minutes left in the game and you're up two goals, you know, again, the players have to feel the moments. But again, I think it's really goes back to that. And, you know, and after games now, it's really interesting because oftentimes coaches, and I've done this my career, is I'll speak after every game. And we're changing tradition a little bit, is that the players speak after we win. Because it's really important for them to hear each other's voice as to what they did to get the result we got. Because at the end of the day, they're the ones on the field managing the moments. And I thought they did a fantastic job tonight of staying the course. There was times, you know, where, you know, even when we were down, we didn't just lump balls. You know, we sucked them out. We stuck to the game plan. And so, again, credit to the guys for really performing well, competing well, and the way they fight for each other is something that you can't manufacture, right? It's a real group of guys that really enjoy spending time with each other at the training ground, away from the ground, and it just feels like a really good group.
And then it seemed like things started to open up quite a bit when you brought on Diego and Andreas there in the second half. What did they bring specifically in the attack? And I guess coming off of national team trips as well, was their confidence just feeling pretty good tonight?
Yeah, no, I think, you know, both of them arrived midweek, seven time zones away. And so, again, where we are in the season and the way the guys played in Vancouver, I thought it was a perfect opportunity to give them you know, a bit of a break to come into a game and see it from a different perspective. I thought they both brought great energy. I think, you know, positionally they were both really, really good. Defensively, they both contributed in moments. Again, I think with younger players, oftentimes the toughest thing for them to learn, and it only comes with experience, is how to manage games the right way. And both of them took on great defensive positions when we were up to, you know, two goals, which is a big growth, you know, because again, you're not always going to start games, right? And so do you understand how to manage moments that are really important for the group? And both those guys did a great job tonight.
Pablo, it'd be really easy to talk right now about Chicho and his hat trick, and maybe we'll get to that plenty. But I want to focus on the two passes that set up his two run of play goals from Katranas and then from Diego. It seems like it was a play where like one person on the field kind of saw sort of the opening that he had or the type of shot he could make or something like that. Where does that chemistry come from between Luna and Katranas and Chicho in particular?
Yeah, you know, I think one of the things that, you know, we do every week is we really focus in on all the phases of play. And so that final third, given that Chicho was playing more of a 10, you know, and the reason why we want our nine to stretch is because usually one forward will take two center backs with them, and then there's soft space in between. And so that pass from our wing back, whether it's the right or left, whether it's, you know, Bodie or Katranas, that space is always available. And so but the difficult thing is it's one thing to be available, it's another thing to execute the pass with the right type of pace and put it in a position where you can secure it and get a shot off. And so again, these guys are fantastic players, and in order to score goals you have to make plays, right? You can't draw up a goal. You need individual talent to put the ball in the back of the net. And I think everyone that contributed on the goal showed their quality tonight. And obviously, Chicho scoring three, you know, hopefully that opens the floodgates moving forward.
You touched on it a little bit, but with when you guys went down early, 2 or 3 minutes in, whatever it was, and Chicho mentioned it as well, how there was nobody really hanging their head, like, plenty of time, kind of a mentality, comeback type of mentality. Is that mentality that you talk? I guess I'm using the word too, but is
Yeah,
that
no,
mentality that you're talking about with
it
this team?
is. And I think where life is more important than words is that we experienced it last weekend. And so we came in at halftime and said, listen, we went through this in Colorado where we were down a goal and everyone lost their way. I said, you got to trust the structure. You got to trust your teammates to get you the ball in dangerous areas. And then the guys up front just need to execute. And so it was good to have a dress rehearsal last week to then go back this week. And again, the guys after the game said the same things. We stayed the course. We didn't panic. It didn't matter how much time we had. We weren't going to deviate from a game plan. And so again, it's easy from a coaching perspective to say that. It's another thing to feel the pressure of the game and want to break and do your own thing, but to stay the course. And so again, a fantastic mentality and resilient mindset from the guys.
Pablo, can you just comment on how happy you were to get a penalty after about 19 months?
I couldn't believe it, DJ. As a matter of fact, I thought they were going to take it back because I was like, this can't be real. It's been that long since we've had a PK. But again, I think, and the reason why we want to put balls in dangerous areas in the box, because those things happen. And again, credit to the guys on that play. I think it was Emeka and Andreas really combined well. Deep into their box to force their players to slide, two players to kind of not know where the ball is. So it was a long time coming.
Obviously, the team was dangerous before the subs and then lethal after them. How much of that was the subs and how much did you think it was conditioning and altitude and the ability to run late in the game?
Yeah, I think it's all of that. It's impossible to put your finger on it. Again, I think what you want from players coming into games is to inject some energy into the group. And I thought all the guys that came in did a really, really good job of that. And the other part is, it felt to me like in the first half they were trying to take the air out of the game. And oftentimes what happens is when you do that and then you concede, there's not really a foundation to build from an attacking perspective because you spent so long trying to preserve the lead. And so for us, it's really put your foot on the gas mentality, but do it in a very constructive, collective way. And so again, with all these games, we're learning about ourselves. We want to be a better version of ourselves every game. And I think in the last two games, the guys have really done that.
With the international call-ups and the injuries, you've had to use different combinations of players and maybe not exactly where you visualize using a player. How much does this give you thought about what the team could look like going forward when you want to change a game with subs?
Yeah, it's obviously that's definitely a silver lining when you're down a few players and you know even Bodie tonight played a really good game and obviously it's not his the position that he's been playing but I think he brings his athleticism, he brings his technique, he got into dangerous areas quite a few times, in particular in the first half. And so just knowing that when Andres leaves next time, we'll have a good idea as to how we're going to go. And then Chicho in the 10 or Chicho up front, the most important part about that is just getting Chicho the ball in dangerous areas and he'll take care of the rest. But it does give us a bit of, flexibility with the way we go moving forward, especially when the season becomes a little bit more congested. We'll be able to kind of have a better idea as to how we're going to go.
Pablo, congratulations on the victory. Going along with that last question from David James, we've seen Chicho start underneath Julio the last couple of games. Is that a new wrinkle or is that a form of necessity?
I think I didn't want to dismiss the Vancouver game. The guys played a fantastic game. And just to say, we got everyone back. Let's change it. I feel like it's playing God with the culture of the group. You know, if these guys played so great on the road and we got our first road victory of the year, let's run it back. Let's give these guys an opportunity because again, when you're talking about competition, that's a big part of not stifling competition, right? We want the guys coming back from international duty to raise the bar, not to just come back to as they were. And so I think that was a big part of it. Obviously Ando got nicked up today, so we'll see where he's at. But again, I think we feel comfortable putting Chicho up front as a nine, and putting, Crooks, Diego, Fidel in the 10. And unfortunately, Fidel took a knock in the middle of the week. Cause again, if he was available, he would have started tonight.
Do you enjoy playing against physical pressing teams like St. Louis? And is there a little bit of a budding a rivalry here with these teams?
I love playing against it because it's really simple in that if you don't match their fight, if you don't win second balls, it goes back to like the most basic aspects of football. If you don't win those battles, you have no chance against these guys. And what I want to, the team that we want to be is a team that can compete physically with anyone, but then have a bit of sophistication on the ball and dictate how we're going to break teams down. And tonight, I thought we did that. And again, when we were in St. Louis, we had a great game against them as well. And I felt like we won that physical battle as well. Because I think it's one thing to be just a sophisticated team on the ball, but if you don't have that desire to win second balls, if you're not running that midfield, if you're not winning, you know, 50-50s, you know, then depending on the day, you win or lose. I think if you bring that every game, you put yourself in a great position to get results week in and week out.
We're going to go over to Zoom. Andy, go ahead.
Thanks, Delma. Hey, Pablo. Is Chicho's hat trick was the first for RSL since Krylak in 2018. I just wanted to know your but he was just actually in here talking about he was happy about scoring, which he always is, but he was more happy about the mentality the team showed. Just wanted to know your mindset on him just making those strides and having that impactful performance, and also it coming against one of the best goalkeepers in MLS.
Yeah, no, again, I think Chicho's quality really shined through tonight. I think, and oftentimes I say this to attacking players, is when you commit to the defensive side of the ball, the soccer gods reward you with some great, you know, attacking opportunities. And I think he took them. You know, the first goal that he scored is world class, right? From a tough angle, he hits a real heavy ball against a really, really good goalkeeper. And, you know, it puts a smile on my face to hear about the mentality. And he said that because I think he's the driving force in everything we do with this group. He's the mental monster during training. He sets the tone on both sides of the ball. And I'm just so happy for him to have the game that he had, because it then represents the rest of the group. And there's a locker room there that will do anything for Chicho. And so when he plays like he did tonight and how he has been playing, I think we're on the cusp of being a really tough team to play against.
Carson, go ahead.
You already weighed in a little bit on the guys going on international duty and coming back. What is the decision in the staff room for those guys coming back and not getting the start?
Again, the one thing is that I believe in everything I say, right? So when I say we're a team, if people go away, and again, if we were in the playoffs and these guys were coming back, it'd be a different story. Right. I think given where we are in the season, with the team playing as well as they did against Vancouver, it gives other players an opportunity to step up and continue to raise the bar for everyone else. And I think that's what a team is. It's not relying on any individual. It's knowing that we're going to have injuries, knowing that we're going to have international duties. And when we have there, when we get to that point, I don't want to sit here in front of you and ever make an excuse about not having our players. And the only way to do that is to stay true to what you believe as a coach, as a staff. And that's that the team always comes first. And so this case was, you know, the guys come over on Wednesday and Thursday after, you know, 20 some odd hours of travel, and then, you know, just put them into the group when they played extremely well. And so if we're going to be successful this year, we're going to have to do it with all hands on deck. There's going to be a lot of midweek games. And this was a great opportunity to give the guys who played really well against Vancouver an opportunity again.
Anyone else for Pablo? Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.